Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Does Tanya have any hot friends?
Yeah, definitely.
Her friends are cunts, though.
Exactly. That's exactly right. I mean, there's no way. It's not like I think, fuck, I wish I was dating that girl. But they are definitely.
They're really hot, but they think they're even hotter than they are.
Exactly, which is so.
And they're just such fucking cunts.
There's no redeeming qualities about them. I just.
Her friend, I don't want to use any names. Let's just call her Mitzi. She, I think, is so beautiful. She's got such a. Exactly the kind of skin that I like. You know, not so brown that she's black. But just backed up a little from that, and she has like Asian features.
Yeah.
Do you have any examples of some things that they may complain about?
She's the kind of girl that if you met her once, you wouldn't feel bad about watching her be buried alive.
Whoa, that bad?
It's not exactly things that they say. It's just this weird.
They want to be given attention.
They want to be the center of attention, and
they're the kind of girls that if I heard on the news that they were found dead in a motel room with their teeth pulled out, I wouldn't feel the least bit bad.
Well, except for the news got out, and now you're a suspect. But you knew you did your dirty work.
I'd be smart enough to take out their implants first.
Yeah, you got to be careful. They put a serial number on implants these days. Wasn't that a crazy story about the guy who cut off his girlfriend's fingertips and pulled out all her teeth?
Jesus, how crazy is that?
You got to respect that.
No, you don't.
I mean, just look how hard he tried not to get caught. He didn't cut corners.
And what's ironic is her vain self-importance getting fake tits. That's what did him in.
Can you imagine actually doing the job of, you've already murdered someone. Now you're sitting there fucking with a pair of pliers with your foot on their face, like yanking on the pliers, trying to yank their teeth out.
Yeah, that's what's crazy to me. It's not like
he does that all the time. Yeah. He was like, earlier that day, he had never murdered anyone, and he just came home from work. Now, 20 minutes later, he just had this crazy fight, and he's standing with his foot on her face, cutting off toenails, like yanking teeth out of her face. Like, what a drastic change in your day. Like, how did this turn of events come about? And that's the time when you got to stop and just kind of laugh at life and how weird life really is.
Because when you hear about somebody killing somebody like by just snapping and going crazy and like strangling somebody to death, and somebody's like, what kind of monster could do something like that? And it's like, I can kind of understand why somebody would just kind of, you know, flip out of his mind for a second, just choke the shit out of somebody. And then next thing you know, that person's not breathing. Like, I can get where you can get to that point, I don't understand the part where you cut off the person's head and bury it in your backyard and then ditch the body somewhere else. To me, you got to be a sick fuck to do that kind of stuff.
Now, I'm gonna disagree with you, Ben, and I'm not even playing devil's advocate. If I, for whatever reason, flipped out and murdered Tanya, I think that I probably would try to do everything, no matter how bad it is, to make sure that I didn't end up in jail about it. Like, I would hate doing it. I would probably be crying as I was doing the horrible things, because I've already done the horrible act, and I obviously didn't mean to do it. Like, you just snap. Something inside you snaps, and you do it. But afterwards, then you start thinking, I will do anything to make sure this doesn't come back to me.
Yeah, but you love Tanya. I don't think you'd be able to pull her teeth out.
I don't know.
I mean, if it was...
Already dead, what does it matter?
Because you're looking at the face of someone whose cock was once in that mouth, and now you're pulling her teeth out.
I might be back in there again while she's still warm.
But if one of her twat friends said something real twatty to me, and I just fucking slugged her in the face, but I hit her a little bit too hard, and her eyes were kind of rolling around, and I thought, I better keep punching to take her out of the misery. And then all of a sudden, my knuckles are covered in brain.
Oh, my God.
I would think, well, if I could do it over again, I wouldn't have done this. But it's one less twat on the earth. And then I'd start plucking out teeth.
Plucking? What are you using? Tweezers?
Well, to me, that's kind of a long ways to go on something like that, just to keep somebody from being identified. Why can't you do the old cement boots like you used to see in those mob movies?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you guys live next to an ocean.
If it was Tanya, that's true.
Too much of a gamble.
If I killed Tanya, I wouldn't want the body found, because I don't think I could deal with the interrogation. I couldn't lie. Like, I would...
You don't think you'd get interrogated even without a body? I mean, if Tanya comes up missing, that's just how it works. You're the first suspect.
Of course. But my point is...
Well, producer Brian might be the first suspect, but you're going to get talked to.
Wouldn't you feel so nervous trying to act surprised when the cops are like...
Here, let's do a little role playing. I'll be the officer. Hang on. Hang on. You're at your house. Hang on. Police! Open up!
Okay. Let's cut to it.
So, Mr. Clemens, I know this is a very hard time for you, but we
call me Mr. Savage.
Mr. Savage, I know this is a very tough time for you, but the circumstances being what they are, we're going to need to ask you a few questions. First of all, I don't know if you're aware, we found the body of your lover, Tanya.
What?
Yeah, she's been murdered.
What?
Show's about to start.
Y'all be knowing.
Glad you tuned in.
Y'all be knowing it now.
Put the pod to the cast.
Podcast. Shouty radio, y'all.
It's the podcast show.
Podcast.
Welcome to the Shouty Radio Show.
It's a podcast, y'all.
Welcome to the Shouty Radio Show.
We give it to you for
welcome
free.
Welcome to the Shouty Radio Show.
With Benji.
Welcome to the Shouty Radio Show.
Chris Clemens.
We got Ben Shields.
Ben is savage, y'all.
Show's about to start now.
We're gonna start now in a minute. Here we go.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the Shouty Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. It's about to start, y'all.
It's the pod to the guest.
And the podcast.
To the three.
What if, like, when you die, you get the choice to be a ghost? Would you go to heaven, or would you stick around and be a ghost for a while, Ben?
Like, be a ghost forever, or just...
No, you get, like, I don't know, you can just hang around and haunt for a while.
Oh, that would... If I could do that now, I would die now to do that.
Now, would you be the type of ghost that haunted in, like, a scary way? Or would you be, like, a pranky ghost hunter? You know what I mean? Like, would you put buckets of water above doorways and stuff?
I gotta ask you, though. If I'm in ghost form, can I still beat off? Because that's going to determine my ghost personality a lot.
Yeah, you can still you can still beat up.
So I don't know if I'm going to have time for pranks and haunting people. I think there's just going to be a lot of ghost beating off.
But you're not attracted to humans. You're only attracted to other ghosts now.
No, you're still attracted to humans.
I would prank people all the time. I would trick them into grabbing my ghost dick. Like, if they were getting out of the... If they were in the shower and they had shampoo in their eyes and they were reaching for a towel, they might just grab my ghost dick. And then I'd be gone. I'd leave immediately. And they'd wonder, did I grab a ghost dick?
Can you have sex with humans as a ghost?
Yeah, but you can't get them pregnant. You can, but they give birth to a stillborn.
Wait.
It's because you're dead, and so is your semen. So it only gives you dead babies.
Oh.
Is that what you mean, Chris?
Yeah, but actually, I think probably more accurately, since human...
Well, if a ghost has sex with
a
human...
If a ghost has sex with a woman, I think probably when they give birth, that's what queefs are.
It would be fun to be a ghost. You would definitely fuck with people.
You know what I'd do?
I mean, how much fun would that be?
I'd probably make pottery with Whoopi Goldberg.
I would get Whoopi Goldberg to tell everyone, he says Sam Wheat. What was that thing?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I would try to get Whoopi Goldberg to explain the plot of Ghost to people.
Give me the Giants update.
Let's hear it.
You want me to take it?
Yeah.
Hello?
I thought you might be sleeping. I'm glad you're up.
I was sleeping earlier when you called me.
Did you get my message?
I haven't listened yet. What's up?
Anyhow, so Rebate came back up. He got on first. They're down 4-0 in the seventh.
That's not good.
Got him on second. That's it.
He didn't score?
De La Rosa is pitching really good, and they're not hitting him, so. Looks like trouble. They're down with it. But you never know.
Hey, Dad, I had a question. Is peyote a hallucinogenic drug?
Yeah.
What does it do?
Well, you know what? It's a physical drug. I remember that. It's a very physical drug. It makes you, it's a psychedelic. It's got the mescaline in it. That's what it's got in it. A psychedelic agent in peyote is called mescaline.
What does it do? Like, what is it?
It slows time down.
Oh, really?
It makes your body feel heavy. Yeah.
Does it make things seem like they're moving in slow motion when it's happening?
Yeah.
Or...
Definitely.
That's weird. So do you feel...
If you can relax when you... Well, the thing is, peyote, you have to get by the first part because it's hard on your stomach.
Oh, really?
So when you eat it, yeah.
Is peyote like... What does it look like?
The peyote buttons, they grow on cactus. They used to grow down where I lived in Arizona in Fort Huachuca.
And you just eat part of a cactus?
But I never knew it was. Yeah, you eat the buttons. The peyote buttons, they're buttons.
And how long does it take you to feel it?
Anywhere from half hour to an hour.
And how long does it last?
Hours.
What was the weirdest experience you ever had on peyote?
I actually liked it. I thought it was cool. It made me feel good. It was a good physical feeling.
I took
it a few times.
Did it give you any like specific hallucinations that you remember or anything like that?
Yeah, that's what I remembered. I remembered the thing of peyote was that there's a creature named Mescalito who can appear to you. And I wondered if I was seeing Mescalito one time. That was the weirdest thing that happened.
What is it?
Mescalito's like a...
Is it like Chupacabra?
It's a spirit that comes... The spirit that's like a spirit like we are, but he comes with the drug. He comes with the peyote. He comes with it, and he's there to enlighten you if you can listen to him, I guess. I don't know. There's a whole series of books written by Carlos Castaneda about Don Juan, who Don Juan was...
The lover, right?
No, not in this case. Don Juan was a... No, that was another book. That was a book thing. But no, Don Juan was the... you know, they call people Don. Don's like a surname. It's like,
yeah.
Don this and Don that. It's kind of like Mister.
Right.
You know, but Don Juan was he was a sorcerer, actually.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like a sorcerer. He could... he could do magic with the elements of the earth. And when he took people on, when people went to him and were under his tutelage, he would take them on trips and explain what was going on with them. And that was what the whole series of books by Carlos Castaneda was about. The first one was The Teachings of Don Juan, and there were a whole bunch of other ones. Me and Sophia both read all of them.
Did Mom ever do peyote?
Huh?
Do you know if Mom ever did peyote?
I think maybe once. I'm not sure she ever did or not, though. I remember.
What's the difference between peyote and acid? Like, the feeling?
Peyote's more physical.
And acid, you're more up in your head?
Yeah. But they're both psychedelics.
Did Mom ever do acid?
I think. Maybe once or twice.
Man, I gotta ask her about that. She never told me that.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, maybe good. I know. That's why I like talking to you about it.
Yeah, because, you know, one time when I got high one time when I was, like, working, I got high on, was it peyote? What was it that I got high on?
Bleak.
It was mushrooms, I think. I got high, and, like, at the end of work, I got high to help me out because I needed energy, and so I went on some psychedelic trip with... And then I got home, and I was really coming on, and then I was with your mom, you know, and we were, like, hugging and loving each other. Next thing I know, I'm not high anymore, Danny.
Oh, really?
And so I tell your mom, and then your mom, right then, she goes, Craig, I feel like I'm high on LSD or something. And then I realized she got the high that I had, that I lost. I go, you stole my high. You gotta ask her about that one. That was the incredible thing.
So acid transfers through semen.
We're in love with each other and everything, right? So, and then that happened. She got my high. That I lost my high. I didn't know where it went. What happened? I was freaking out, and then all of a sudden, I realized she got it. You stole my high. She did. It was too much. That's one of the most incredible things that ever happened to me in my life.
Didn't you say you used to have a roommate that used to deal acid, or he used to make acid, right?
Yeah, he made pure LSD. No, because see, people cut it with speed and stupid other stuff. But it's really good when it's pure.
Did he have, like, some guy that gave him... What's the main thing you need for acid?
Lysergic, that's what it is. Lysergic acid dimethylamine, LSD.
Huh. What bands did you like to listen to when you were high? What was, like, your favorite music to, like, trip out to?
The Doors.
Yeah.
I got a book on the Doors that somebody gave me. Oh, my neighbor, she wanted a book I had so bad, she traded me maybe she gave it to me. It was about Jimi Morrison. He died on my birthday.
Oh, really?
And after we ran away from home, right, I told you about when we met each other down in San Diego. You remember that story?
Yeah, I don't know. Tell me about it again.
See, there was no weed in the city.
This is in Sarandon.
No marijuana. Everybody's freaking out, and I go, hey, my buddy Alan Hazard lives in San Diego.
What was his name?
Alan Hazard. Alan Hazard and Craig Savage. We were like, people used to confuse our names and stuff.
Did people just call him Hazard?
Huh?
Did people just call him Hazard?
Yeah, they call me Hazard sometimes. Sometimes they call him Savage. They get us mixed up. But anyway, because we were both from, everybody else was from Berkeley, but we were from Yerba Buena Island.
You guys sound
like... Our parents worked at Treasure Island, right?
You guys sound like a WWF wrestling team.
Yes,
Hazard and Savage.
Exactly. Right. But anyhow, so I went down there and I called him up, right?
Right.
We're in Ocean Beach and he comes and, there's a lot more to it. The night before, I decided, I think now's a good time to trip on. I think I'll trip while we go, because that'll make the travel, and it'll really be a trip. So I took some magic mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
Magic, have you heard of that? Magic mushroom?
I know what mushrooms are. Is it just the same thing?
No, magic mushroom has gets you very, very high. It's called psilocybin, psilocybin, psilocybin. Have you ever heard of that?
No, can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah, psilocybin gets you very high.
Can you give me its root of origin?
No.
I'm doing the spelling bee thing.
What?
Nothing, never mind. Go ahead. So, it has that in it. It's just like some type of a...
That's the psychedelic agent.
Okay.
Psilocybin, I don't know exactly what it has in it, but that's what it's called. It's mushroom. It has something in it that gets you very high. And so I got very high. I got so high, Danny, that I used to... I didn't need a key, so I didn't have to ring our door, right?
Uh-huh.
Where we live, not to go up. I used to climb a drain pipe and go through a window that was always open. I got so high, I went into the wrong window. this is in the book, The Misadventures, you know. So anyhow, unfortunately, the wrong window happened to be a Hell's Angels window, but I didn't know that. I just knocked on the window, and I go, hey, you know, I went to the wrong window.
Oh, man. What did he do?
It's like, climbing down that drain pipe looked like gnarly, so I was like, nah, we better be good, cool people. I told him what happened. I said, I usually climb the drain pipe over there to get to my girlfriend's house where I'm staying, but this was the wrong drain pipe. The window was open, could I climb through? He goes, sure. Next thing I know, I climb in, it's dark, right?
Uh-huh.
I climb in and the light goes on, and here's a Hell's, it says Hell's Angels uniform, right?
Uh-huh.
Plus you've got a gun, and blam.
He shot it?
Over the head with a gun.
He hit you over the head with a gun?
Yeah, and then he took all my money, he found my money, I had my money hidden in my shorts. I had a pair of shorts, and there's some long pants I was wearing. And they found my shorts, they found my wallet, and they found all my psilocybin, whatever else I had.
Jeez.
When it was the next day that we went to
San Diego.
Yeah, and we ended up going that night, so I'm like out of it. And it was the next day that I was supposed to meet Hazard, so we went that night and we got there. When we got there at night, have you ever heard of Grunion? Did I ever tell you about Grunion? Do you know about Grunion at all? Have you heard of them?
No.
Grunion are little fish that always come at high tide all around the coast.
I have heard. I'm wrong. I have heard of them.
Yeah, and they're little fish, and then they spawn on the beach.
Yeah, I've heard of this. We
went and got towels, and you get towels, and you put them under the school of grunion, and you pick them up, and as the water goes out of the towel, the grunion are left flopping around. So we had a bunch of grunion, and the next day I was just eating like. Just got done eating my grunion. Cooked over fire. Next thing I know, I hear this voice go, Alan Hazard. Like, I'd met Hazard that day, right?
Right.
He was, like, surfing or whatever, and I was, like, just finally laying back because I'd been up all night after getting hit over the head.
Yeah.
Stuff. So I was, like, finally in a state after I ate the grunion where I could relax, I felt like. And as I'm laying back, I, like, jumped up. I go, I know that voice. And I go, wait a minute. I don't know anybody in San Diego. And so I'm starting to lay back down. Next thing I hear is, Craig, I had a dream I was going to find you. And then I hear, I took some speed. And I go, oh, no, not that. It was Rita. She had run away from home from Yerba Buena Island.
Your sister was in San Diego and she just found you?
Mm-hmm. She had a dream.
How am I 28 years old and I've never heard this story?
In The Misadventures. And so I was like, coming out of a dream, Danny. It's like, whoa. I was halfway waking up, you know.
Yeah,
I just kind of feel like I could sleep at that point.
Belly full of grunion.
Yeah, after eating all that grunion. And then she's like, so she's living on Coronado Island. and there's all these kids there and stuff, and I'm like a hate Asbury hippie, and they're all wanting to try LSD, so I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go to the city and get this. The acid then that was popular was called Purple Haze. You know that song by Jimi Hendrix? Have you heard of it?
How does it go?
In my eyes. You ever heard that song?
Wait, how does it go?
Purple haze all around. Don't know about up or down. Acting funny, but I don't know why. Kill me while I kiss the sky.
Down. Yeah, I know that song.
Have you heard that song, right?
Yeah. But down.
Yeah, right. You know he was left-handed, right?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. So, I ended up spending the whole summer there. And when I went back, it was my birthday on July 3rd. I thought, well, I might as well see the parents for my birthday and my dad. Well, Rita ran away from home. You probably know where she is.
Did you rat her out?
It was so amazing. I would have never known where she was.
Did you tell him where she was?
Are you kidding me? Heck no. At the end of the year, she got caught trying to get into Mexico. But it was right on time for her to go back to school anyways.
How old was she?
17.
Oh, wow. Your life sounds so much more entertaining than my life.
Oh, man,
I was working at Taco Bell.
Don't forget, I was raised in Hawthorne, Nevada. When I was 6, I was 13. 2 years in Charleston, South Carolina. But Hawthorne, Nevada was great. Hunting, fishing, playing baseball, you know.
Yeah.
I liked that. You know, living in a small town. Because, you know, you like living in a small town.
Yeah.
Like Norville, where you
definitely
pretty much knew everybody and everything. Okay, so that's the way I started off until I was 13. But then I moved to this big city, Charleston, South Carolina. Plus, I'm a Yankee. And I'd taken Cub Scout boxing the year before that.
Did they really call you a Yankee there?
Yeah, they did. First thing, they were calling me a Yankee.
And what year was this?
13. I just turned 13, Danny, and it was the Civil War all over again.
And that's what I'm going to say. This wasn't like in the 1800s, right?
This was 1960.
Jeez.
I was a Yankee, 13 years old. And I had to fight all kind of rebels. I lost two fights, one in each school. Well, no, I didn't really lose one of them. It was kind of more almost like a draw with the one in the Catholic school, but I lost one school in the public school.
How many fights did you win?
Most every other one.
What?
Oh, and I got in a bunch of fights, people. One guy, though, he wasn't much of a fight. He hit me in the belly and, like, knocked the wind out of me. And he didn't hit me again. He was a great big. He was like, I could see him, like, and he was cussing at me. He was up in the tree, right? And so I'm cussing back at him, right? And then he gets down. He's this big old guy, and he stands up, and I'm looking at him. Next thing I know, blam, he hits me in the gut. And I just lost my breath, and, like, he kind of patted me on the back, said, hey, you take a pretty good punch, you know, and that was the end of the issue.
I wish that fights went that way nowadays.
One guy beat the heck out of me, though.
Oh, man.
I used to play football with. And it was a long time coming before I finally got in a fight with him. I didn't want to fight him, but I just had to take too much, so I finally fought him, and man, did I ever get beat up. my face had welts on it, and it's tough. I got whooped bad. That's why I didn't want to fight him. I was afraid he might be able to whip me that bad because he's so big. And the thing was, I didn't do that good of a job of fighting.
All right. You think...
I should have used my defense more, and I didn't. I don't know what I was doing, thinking I could challenge him when I knew he was stronger than me.
Maybe. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go. Get back to the game. Thanks for the stories, though.
Yeah.
Well, you have to call me and tell me more stories. I like hearing your old stories.
Definitely. They just came to me. Thanks. I'll do that.
All right.
And the Giants have to come back, man. We can't be losing.
Not this late in the year.
All right.
All right, Dad.
Have fun tomorrow.
You too.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
I could talk. I see where I get it from.
It's funny to me, like, he tells these crazy stories about doing drugs and all these other things, but you never hear him cuss.
Yeah, I know. He's not like...
Or he talks about getting in a fight and stuff.
It's I never heard that story, I swear. I thought it was hilarious when he was talking about the grunion. Like, yeah, you just go catch fish and eat them.
I like the story where he transferred his high to your mom when he was doing it. That's the craziest story I've ever heard.
Oh, that's gross.
I wonder if that's true. You can do that, like sweat it out.
I don't know. I mean,
because it goes into your
pores.
You can put it on your forehead or your body and just seep it in.
Well, maybe it transfers through semen.
I like that you made that as a joke, and he's like, well, we were in love.
Your guy's dad didn't do anything like that to you? Like, kind of...
Not really. I wasn't a whiny little bitch like you were.
Well, obviously, I wasn't that whiny. It didn't happen that often.
No, I don't remember. My dad was pretty good about not fucking with me.
But, I mean, he wasn't fucking with me in a mean way. Like,
well, mess with you.
That was a good way to get me to quit. I wasn't much of a whiner as a kid, and when I was, I used to hate when he would do that, so I didn't do it much.
My dad would say, like, I'll give you something to cry about when I was younger.
Did he give you something to cry about? Well, your childhood.
And I'm already crying. I never understood that. Like, you're going to give me more things to cry?
I already have something. Look, I'm crying.
That doesn't seem like a good motivator. Like, you're emotionally upset. Pretty soon I'm going to beat you.
I want you to be emotionally and physically hurt.
Did your dad ever spank you, Ben?
Uh-uh.
Did your mom?
Nope.
What about you, Chris?
Yeah, my dad did.
You got hit with a belt, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Did he do the thing where he'd bend you over the knee?
He would make me bend over, drop the pants and stuff, but if I refused to do it, then he would start swinging, and wherever it hit was my own fault.
And it wasn't a belt, it was a bullwhip.
Did it ever get you, like, in the face?
Yeah, and it got me... It gave me a pretty bad welt on my stomach, and I
really
yeah. He would get pissed, like seriously mad. He had a bad temper when I was younger.
My dad tried to spank me once, and I laughed so hard for some reason, and it hurt. I remember it hurting, but I wasn't trying to do the thing where you laugh on purpose or anything like that.
My mom would try to spank first, and then like sometimes I'd be cocky and laugh like ha ha, this doesn't hurt, and then she'd be like, well, I'm gonna tell your dad, and then his would hurt. So eventually I'd have to be like, oh, mom, seriously, stop. This is.
Are you gonna spank your kids, Chris? If you have kids?
I really don't. I definitely won't do it the way my dad did it. I don't know if I will or not. I don't know.
What about you, Ben? Would you ever spank your kids?
I want to do the thing where I'm like kind of a pushover with my kids all the time, but I want to do that thing where maybe like once or twice a year, like I'm going to save it up for a situation that I really want to use it.
Yeah.
And I'll do that thing where I like flip the fuck out and my kid thinks I'm going to like beat the shit out of him. Where I'll never touch him, but I'll get my point across because that face only comes out once or twice a year.
Right. Just it would scare them. Like randomly, if they're in their bedroom, like being loud, just kick in the door hard and like slam the belt against the wall. And be like, "You fucking shut up! I'm not fucking with you."
And then I'll have Sonya like run in. She'll be in on it too, and she'll have to like run in and tackle me and like try to physically pull me out of the room.
Listen, I have a really good idea. I just now had this idea, and I think this would work. You tell your kids you're going to take it out on your wife. But here's the thing. She's in on it. But the kids don't know. Yeah. So like you
and she has like a blood packet in her
mouth. Yeah, you pretend like you're beating your wife for every time they mouth off. I think that would shut a kid up. If like you, if you say, all right, if you don't shut up, you know your mom's going to get it. And they keep mouthing off. And then you just fake hit Tanya in the mouth. And she would like cry and run out of the room and be like.
And then you could really play it up and be like, oh, look, kids, looks like the tooth fairy's going to come tonight. Looks like your mom's going to get a couple of dollars.
Do you think that would cause psychological harm to your kids, though?
Not at all.
Yeah, I do, but I honestly think I can't
imagine.
Do you
think your kid would be more likely to grow up and hit women?
I don't know. I think probably. I think the pendulum could swing drastically either way. I think he either would be a severe woman beater or a severe pacifist.
It's kind of like that thing where if you grow up and your dad's like a raging alcoholic, you're either going to be an alcoholic yourself or you're just going to be straight edge.
Yeah.
I'm a perfect example of that. I'm a raging alcoholic.
Well, you're a raging homosexual. I don't know if that's a perfect example.
Welcome to the show.
Get out the iPod, nigga.